How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio. And welcome to Like-Minded Friends with me, Susie Ruffle.
And me, Tom Allen. Hi, everyone.
Hello, hello, hello. Now, Tom.
Yes?
I missed you yesterday.
I miss you every day, Susie.
Well, but of course.
Tell the people where you were. Well, I was there briefly, but I didn't get to see you, unfortunately.
I was at the Chelsea Flower Show.
You liked it, didn't you?
Oh, Tom, I love it there.
It's nice.
I love it there. It's so nice. I want some foxgloves.
Well, that's easy to achieve.
I think it is easy to achieve. They are so pleasing.
They're tall kind of...
Tall girls.
I always think those and lupins, those kind of tall ones.
Nice. Really nice.
Well, why don't you get some? What are you waiting for?
I think I might, Tom.
Get it.
Don't worry about it. But yes, it was a lovely day, but you were missed. But I did see your mum, so you know.
Oh, yes. I was hearing about how she was going up to people, saying hello to them.
She was just an absolute hun.
Oh, was she?
She was a hun. I love your mum. You know that.
And Linda as well. Alfie's mum.
Of course. Friend of the show.
Dear listener. And Alfie, of course, was their minder for the day.
Their minder. He's very good at taking photos, is Alfie.
Oh, bless. I know. Yeah.
He was constantly capturing the moment.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, you see, we ended up in this area that was something to do with dogs, but there were no dogs there.
Oh, Monty Don's dog garden, yeah.
Well, I think it was linked to that, but it wasn't the actual garden.
Oh, right.
Because then I saw the actual garden on the Chelsea Flower Show on the telly later on.
There's not a lot of space on Monty's garden, I don't think, is there?
Well, that's the thing. So anyway, we were around the corner. You needed a bone to get in. Give me a bone. Oh, throw me a bone here.
Was it just a dog park?
Maybe.
Did you have to watch where you were stepping?
Yes, exactly right. they were giving out champagne, Tom.
Well, that's where the trouble starts, isn't it?
The sun was shining. What was I to do?
What were you supposed to do, for goodness sake?
For goodness sake, what was I supposed to do? Well, you know what I did. I drank. I did what anyone else would have done in that scenario, and I drank.
It's lovely, isn't it? Was the sun out?
Oh, she was shining.
Oh, good. Oh, that's good, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it was going in and out, but I didn't mind that. It was shaking it all about.
Hey, the okie-dokie day, yeah. Did you go and see some nice gardens? What were your favourites?
There was a garden that was inspired by a young man with Down syndrome who was...
Oh, yes.
Have you seen that garden? It's maybe Down syndrome Scotland, I think, their garden. Garden was beautiful, I thought. And it was very clever.
Yes, go on. I think I did look at it. Go on.
So it was inspired by the gardener's, whose name escapes me, I'm so sorry, but it was inspired by the gardener's nephew who has Down syndrome. And the garden was all about different things sort of to do with people that have Down syndrome. So there was a bench that had 21 slats for the amount of chromosomes.
Oh.
Then there was like a hugging area.
Oh.
Like a shed, but in a circle.
Oh, yes. Okay.
And then the thing that I really loved was there was this area that looked like a pond, but it was actually, it looked like a very deep pond, but actually you could walk across it. It was only like an inch or so of water.
Ooh.
And it was all about people's perceptions of people with disabilities.
Oh, how brilliant.
And I just thought, first of all, it was really beautiful. Mm. Secondly, so it was just glorious to look at and smell. But then every single thing had been thought about. And it was just, I just thought it was really special. And now it's going to be picked up and taken back to Scotland for people with learning disabilities to tend to.
Oh.
And I thought that's just fantastic. They're the sort of gardens that I like that have such a lovely story and message and is about inclusivity. And so I thought that was probably my favourite.
Oh, that's very nice. They all have stories attached, don't they, the gardens, and they all have kind of significance, and it's very interesting to see how that kind of expression is using plants. It's great, isn't it? Who would have thought?
Yeah. It's sort of, it's just creativity, isn't it? It's just a different way of sort of harnessing a creativity. And I just thought there were so many that I
loved and thought were so beautiful. Mm. Tom, I'm going to do a pretty big clang. So I'd like everyone just to hold on.
Wait, hold your breath, everybody.
So if everybody just takes a moment to realise how big this clang is.
Okay, waiting.
I saw and very briefly stood a metre away from Kate Blanchett.
Was she there?
She was there.
Wow, that is a great clang, Suze.
She looked so chic.
Did you?
She looked
so
chic. She was wearing like an oversized suit.
Very nice.
With a blue shirt. Just very casual. Mm. But do you know what she looked on? She looked expensive.
That's the main thing with Kate, isn't it?
She looked so good.
I always think of her as Elizabeth I. So I would have been surprised to not see her dressed as that.
See, I think of her as Carol. So I always want to give her a glove.
Oh, interesting.
Can I give you a fox glove?
Oh, yes, a fox glove would have been perfect. Oh, that's nice. So she was enjoying it all, was she?
She was. She was with her mum. And she's obviously, I know she's Australian, but she's got a very strong Australian accent. So she was like, oh, I'm here with my mum. And she was just, I just loved her.
Oh, well, that's brilliant, isn't it? I mean, it is a very fabulous occasion. It's a very
and
wonderful.
And then I saw your friend.
Yeah.
Jennifer Saunders.
Oh, yes.
Who I overheard saying, I'm going to say hello to Kate Blanchett. We have the same hairdresser.
Oh, that's interesting.
Which I thought, well, that's the thing, isn't it?
That's the thing. That's why I don't have as many friends as I'd like. Well, I don't share a hairdresser with anyone.
I know that's the problem. But until you go to Turkey.
Yes, until I save up those air miles and pop over and get the wig of my dreams. Oh, well, it's not a wig, is it? It's a
no, of course, Tom. It's a hair transplant.
It's a hair transplant. It's a system or whatever they're called. But I don't mind being bald. But anyway, that's
Tom, we love your bald head.
No, I know, I know.
I love your bald head. I know, whenever I'm drunk, I kiss it.
I know, I know. but well, I'm so glad you had a nice day.
We had a fabulous day.
And as Alice, you and Alice have been before. I know.
We were there last year.
You were there last year, so.
Yeah, it's just a great day. Mm. It's really nice. The sun was shining. Mm. I really like plants.
Yeah, yeah,
there
great.
There was also some really great models that you could get for the garden.
Models?
You know, like big statues, I mean.
Oh, I see, yeah.
So they had all these. Did you see the Alice in Wonderland ones?
Oh, is that like the horses and all of that? Like
they had everything. Yeah. They had Christopher Robin and Winnie the Pooh.
Oh, yeah, all those things. Lovely.
They had a massive dodo, which I really wanted.
Oh, that would have been nice.
But what I wondered was, I wonder how many people who are very, very rich, who don't mind blowing thousands of pounds on sculptures, are surprised when they arrive the following week because maybe they've had too much champagne at the Chelsea Flower Show.
I think the thing is with those people, they aren't short of garden space, so they don't mind.
This is the thing, Tom, you're right. But if they've been going every year...
They must have a whole...
A chorus,
must be like
a Greek chorus.
Must be like Wakefield Sculpture Park. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm sure they have. There's also an art stand that does a lot of very expensive art. I don't know if you've popped in there.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, there's amazing things to buy if you are in the mood. But the my favourite bit is the balcony gardens and the container gardens, which are around the side. A lot of people don't venture over that way. But it's I always find those very inspiring because they're a bit more... for me anyway, they feel a bit more achievable.
Well, and it reminds you that you can have like a lovely space even in somewhere that's really small. It sort of reminds you that sort of plants and gardening is for everyone. So if you've just got... Mm. Do you remember my little balcony in the flat?
Yeah, you did it beautifully.
I used to really go to town on that balcony.
Did you have roses on it? Now, what do you have growing up beside?
I had roses. I had quite a lot of pansies.
Of course you did.
Of course. I had something that would go along. It wasn't an ivy, but it was something like that.
A clematis?
I think it was a clematis.
Oh, lovely.
An Emily Maitlis.
An Emily Maitlis. Does it rhyme with... Is it clematis or clematis? Yeah.
Emily. It was great. It was lovely. I just had a really lovely day. How are you, dear Tom?
Well, I'm good. I'm good, really. It's been a little busy recently, but that's okay. I've got some time off coming up, so I'm looking forward to that.
Me too. We both have some time off in August, and I'm going to suggest that we have lots of fun.
Oh, yes, you've got some time off in August. Lovely. Yes, I'm away from home at the moment, but please don't rob me.
Don't worry, your boyfriend and your mum are there.
Don't worry. Those Rottweilers of my life are there. guarding. So I'm missing home actually a little bit, but you know, I have come to value just sitting in the garden, actually, just sitting quietly in the garden. And
so I texted you on Saturday. I was on the way to pool and I said,
oh, yes.
I know you have the day off. I sat in the garden.
And I was. And then went to watch the football. And
oh, because you're such a bloke.
Such a bloke. And mum was like, we won't win. Crystal Palace has historically been my family's club.
Team.
And my granddad on my mum's side, he worked in the post office, but he still gave money, to the building of the stand back in the 60s. Like, he contributed, he wanted to be part of that. And he went every week and he took my cousins. And then my dad would have gone to see Crystal Palace, but he was always like, they'll break your heart, they don't win. And then my nephew is a supporter of them. And so we went, my brother was like, come around, we're going to watch the game. And I was like, okay, fine. Mum was like, we won't win. I don't know why we're going round. There's no point.
It'll break your heart.
It'll break your heart. And then we won. And it was so extraordinary. And that sort of, I'd not really experienced that before. We're all sat together watching. My niece was running around, putting stickers on my phone. And
great.
And we were just having a lovely time. And of course, because of the game being that you didn't know until the end. So it was like, we just had to keep that goal that we had scored and not allow any of the others in from the other side.
That's how the game works. Yep, you got it.
And we just had to hold tight. And then when that final whistle blew after 10 minutes of extra time, oh, you should have seen us jumping up and down.
Oh, I bet.
Oh, it was lovely.
That's really nice.
And Tash, my brother's partner, made us fish finger sandwiches. Oh, it couldn't have
yum.
Been better.
Mm-hmm. What a nice day.
It was a perfect day, actually. Perfect.
I might have a fish finger sandwich for lunch.
There you go, you see.
Inspired me.
I was offered tartar sauce on it, but I said, no, I want fancy barbecue.
Oh.
Barbecue sauce on it. Wild, right?
Yeah, too wild for me.
Well, of course, I was trying to get the Crystal Palace colours. But how was it on Sunday for the Women's FA Cup? I know you were there with Maisie and you did a lovely report for Virgin Radio.
Oh, yes, indeed. It was really brilliant. It was really brilliant. Tell you what, I'm going to clang again.
Oh, my God. It's like the chorus of the bells, isn't it?
Yeah. You won't believe who I stood, again, around a metre away from.
Oh, don't say Jennifer Saunders and Kate Blanchett.
Serena Williams.
No, she likes the soccer.
Soccer. She like, well, her husband is an investor in Chelsea.
Oh.
In Chelsea women.
Oh. Wealthy Americans love a bit of British football, don't they?
They do. They do. It's quite the thing.
Mm.
So it's very exciting. It was very exciting to be in her presence. I said, hello. And she said, hi. And that was obviously the beginning and the end of our conversation.
Oh.
But the whole family were wearing blue and white, which I thought was very chic.
Oh, they really coordinated.
The Chelsea colours. But it was a great game. Chelsea were undeniable, but Man United did great, more in the first half. They did their best, especially in the first 30 minutes. Mm. But it was a very good game.
So with it being a double win for London clubs, was there sort of a jubilant atmosphere on the way out, or was it?
Oh, everyone was... Yeah, everyone. I mean, the Chelsea... I think the Man United supporters left pretty swiftly.
Mm.
And then we were staying to wrap up some filming that we were doing for it. And then by the time we left, it was only the Chelsea that had stuck around because they wanted to see them lift the trophy.
Oh, that's the way of it.
And the players were going round and waving to all the people in the stands.
Oh,
and
that's nice.
It was great. It was such a great day. It was lovely.
Oh, great.
Really, really lovely.
Oh, great. And nice
look at us talking about football.
What is this? Big Kick Energy?
What is it?
But I do like, I suppose I'm a glory hunter, thank you.
Yeah.
But I those moments are wonderful that football brings about, aren't they, when everyone's together watching?
Well, it's sort of, I think it's what church used to be.
Oh, yes, that's true.
Is that philosophical or is it really obvious?
Well, it brings people together, yes.
I think people need something.
Mm-hmm.
And we used to all go and we, not us personally, but our ancestors, the majority of them would have all gone to church on a Sunday morning and sung. Mm. Mm. And had an element of togetherness.
Mm,
and we don't really do that.
Especially the community side of it. Yes, absolutely.
I think football just offers something that the day job can't.
Yes, yeah.
And there's, I just don't like it when it falls into like, I hate you because you wear that shirt. I hate
that. Oh, yeah,
that's, I can't bear
it. So bonkers, isn't it? And I think
it's so bonkers and so, I think, not what sportsmanship or sportswomanship, sportspersonship, I don't know what I'm meant to say. It's not what it's about, is it?
No. Well, it's really surprising, I think, as well. I think to a lot of people abroad as well, like my cousins in Australia kind of can't understand why you can't wear, like my cousin who's a big Palace fan, for example, once came over and my dad was taking him down the pub and he came down wearing his football shirt, which to him would be a completely like sort of innocuous thing to do, really, in terms of, right, I'll just wear this, I like it. And dad was like, you can't wear that in a pub.
Yeah.
You can't wear it. Is that the case? Or maybe dad was just being overly cautious. But
well, no, I think there are some pubs that say no football colours because they don't want fights. But you go,
it's so funny, really. I mean, not funny, but it's so weird to me. But like, but this was not a rough pub.
No.
But it was, I think dad was being slightly overcautious, but didn't want the embarrassment of them saying we prefer not that, but or whatever. But I don't know.
I think some of the pubs will say, can you just not?
Yeah, I guess because they just don't want the hassle. Yeah. Mm. Yeah, it's not the vibe.
But it's such a pity because, I mean, and you get that a lot less in the women's game, I have to say. But, you know, when we watch the players on Sunday after the final whistle was blown, you know, they all went around and shook each other's hand. A lot of the players are on the Lioness squad, so they know each other playing internationally. Mm. And so, as I think the women's international camp starts this week, so they'll have had a couple of days and then they're going to be on the same team rather than against each other in the FA Cup final. And they were going around and they were like hugging each other.
Wow.
And so, and you know, and that's what it's about, isn't it? That's what, you know, it's about the sport ending and then we're all people again.
Yeah.
And I think the women's game actually demonstrate that much better than the men's.
Sure.
I think it's often about a small group of fans. So I think lots of football fans are actually loving
it. Yeah.
And get it. And actually, I think a lot of the time, the football players, you know, you see them be very sort of gentlemanly after the games and shake hands and swap shirts and all that sort of thing.
Mm.
But it's that thing, isn't it, when a small group of people ruin it for everyone else?
Well, that's exactly it, I think. Yeah, from what I can tell. And I think that, and I get that for a lot of people, it's a moment when you just disappear into the, into the drama of the of the game, and that's thrilling. I get that, and you sort of lose inhibition. But I guess for some people, losing their inhibitions means they can punch someone. I don't know. They arrive with that intention, probably. Actually,
well, yeah, and that's really. But that's something about sort of men not having anywhere to put their emotions, isn't it? Some men.
I mean, I guess so. Yeah, I guess.
You know, when it's people turn up, there was a documentary. No, it was. It was the Wrexham one. The Wrexham one with Ryan Reynolds and Rob McElhenney. And there was like a bit in it where one of the guys who was a really big fan of Wrexham FC, like loved them so much, was talking about the fact that when he went to the games, he would go for, I quote, a tear up. He would go with the intention of having a fight. With someone.
Are you sure it wasn't a tear up and someone just misread it? Maybe he just wanted to be emotional.
Right.
You see, that's the thing.
People they think, can't show their emotions. They can't, they want
we
tear
need
up.
Men somewhere need somewhere to put their emotions, and they just wanted to tear up. And everyone was like, "You want to fight? All right, I'll punch you."
And then they cry.
No, what was the real story, Sam?
No, just that he'd had so many fights at the stadium, he'd got a life ban, and he loved the football. And you go, "This is mad that you can never watch your team now because you were so aggressive to like." Someone from Wimbledon FC who had just come to watch the football for a day. It's just, it just makes no sense to me.
Maybe he should go to see boxing.
That's the thing. Maybe he should just be a boxer.
So you want to be a boxer in the golden ring?
Yeah, I would say from Bugsy Malone. Which, of course, I think it gets a lot of men into boxing.
What, Wrexham or Bugsy Malone the musical?
Bugsy Malone the musical.
Thank you, yeah. I agree. Sometimes you've just got to own who you are, don't you think, Susie?
Honestly, it is the most freeing feeling to say, this is me, take it or leave it.
Especially in moments when you normally feel a little self-conscious, which is what we're going to be talking about now. Own Your Moment, brought to you by Tenor. Suze, I've had a lot of moments where I've felt self-conscious.
Go on.
I think we both have as stand-up comedians. I think there's so many times.
100%.
I remember doing a gig and I was quite new and quite nervous. I'd been asked to do this gig during a formal dinner. I was supposed to be entertaining people. But in the middle of it, they were running behind and they just started delivering the soup.
Oh.
I didn't have a stage or anything. I was just sort of stood in the middle and everybody was going like, no, we haven't been served over here. Where's our soup? And I just ended up becoming like a head waiter. I was so embarrassed. And afterwards, somebody went, oh, you were very boring.
No! Oh, Tom, that's horrible. Well, that's reminded me of the night that we met.
Oh, my goodness. Oh.
The night we met, if people don't know the story, we were both doing a gig for a charity. I had to follow a raffle. You had to follow a drag queen. We both had such terrible gigs of people being totally disinterested in anything we had to say. But do you know what? We both owned it and we've had a, what, nearly 15-year friendship from it?
Exactly. Exactly. And it was one of those things, actually, because we'd both had that experience together, it kind of galvanized our friendship, I always think.
I think it was very bonding.
Very bonding. You know who your friends are. Well, with all that in mind, we want to get out there and live life without hesitation, no matter your insecurities. Which brings us to our sponsor, Tenor.
Their new and improved Silhouette underwear is discreetly designed for those who suffer with bladder weakness, providing award-winning protection so you can find that confidence and keep on owning your moment.
To learn more about bladder weakness, including tips to manage it, visit tenor.co.uk/women to find out.
Tom, we've had some lovely emails.
Oh, gosh, sorry. I was just talking away about...
No! Do you want to carry on talking about fighting? Sorry, I thought you'd finished.
No, Saturday night. Saturday night's all right for fighting.
Oh, I like the stickers on the back of your phone.
Well, that's my niece's decoration from during the football.
Very nice. It looks great.
I think she was a little bit taken back why everybody in her circle suddenly stood up and screamed at...
And obviously she wasn't the centre of attention, which my child would be like, I'm sorry, what? Usually everybody is looking at me, no?
Yes, I think she was surprised. Like, why? What's the game where you all clap at me?
Yeah, well, why have you stopped clapping? Look, like I am.
Well, let's have a look at some of these.
I've got one here.
Go on, Suze.
Dear Susie and Tom, I'm a big fan of both of you and love listening to the pod each week. My partner is an actor, Clang. Ooh. And today I had to be the camera, brackets, iPhone, operator, and line reader for a self-tape for a part in an episode of...
What?
Call the Midwife.
Oh, my goodness. Yet again, those nuns are stalking our door. What is the news?
I didn't get to play Dr. Tina Turner, but I did have to reference him and found it very difficult not to say Dr. Tina Turner in a Scottish accent. I felt...
It was a Belfast accent.
Yes,
but I liked it. But I liked
Thank
it.
You. That was Belfast. People don't know that it's Scottish via Belfast. I felt that it would not have only put my partner off, but the casting director would not have enjoyed a disembodied voice saying Dr. Tina Turner in the middle of a self-tape. Might appreciate this little Kill the Midwife story. Oh. And I'll let you know if he gets the job and what episode he'll be appearing in.
We will be obsessed.
Love the pod. Bye. And that's from Rue.
RuPaul.
Thank Ru.
Thank you, Ru. Ru, thank you for that lovely message and a lovely insight.
Hearing.
Please keep us posted on that self taping. Oh, I've got one about what the Cardinals wear.
Ooh, that's nice.
Because I think we were talking about this just the other week, and I think I may have mentioned it. I hope I mentioned it in the context of my niece who likes to watch In the Night Garden.
Sure.
And my mum says, the Pontypines, are they the little people who dress in red? One Pontypine, two Pontypine. So my niece, who's 19 months old, can now count to eight because of that.
Oh,
but my mum refuses to call them Pontypines. She says they're cardinals just because they're wearing red. Anyway, those cardinals are teaching her how to count.
Count.
Anyway. Hello, dear friends, says Stanley. Hello, dear friends. Thank you again and again for this podcast. It's what this old queer needs. Oh, that's very kind of you. The beanie, in inverted commas, that the Cardinals wear is called a zucchetto. Nothing like a zucchini, lol. They say in brackets. I listen to you on Mondays whilst I'm making breaking breakfast. I couldn't ask for more wonderful companions during my morning meal. Keep up the good work and fabulousness. Clearly yours, Stanley and Troy, New York in the US of A. How fabulous to hear from so far afield.
And well, I want to know how Stanley knows they're called Zucchettos.
And I want to know what Stanley's having for his breakfast. Stanley, please respond.
If Stanley's making his breakfast, I feel like it's probably more than a bowl of cereal.
Well,
I think he might be doing an omelette with chives.
Well, I like the description of while I'm breaking breakfast. So I wonder if there's something very involved with that, which I'd like to know more about.
Stanley, if you could get back in touch, we really need more information, to be honest.
We'd like to know more. And Zucchetto, the Zucchetto, good to know that as well, but not a zucchini.
Good to be across it.
Interesting, though, isn't it, that Americans went for the Italian zucchini, whereas we went for the French courgette.
Yes.
Isn't it?
Same with aubergine and eggplant. But that's not the Italian. I don't think the Italian's eggplant.
Well, I've been staying in somewhere that described an aubergine as an eggplant, and I nearly called the manager over.
Have you been staying at Lily's?
No. But it's sort of near Notting Hill, where a lot of the Americans like to stay.
Do the Americans stay in Notting Hill? Is that because of the movie?
I think so. I like to stay in Notting Hill. Do you know that area of London? No, I don't, I'm afraid. It's miles.
I don't go west.
I don't go west, contrary to what the Pet Shop Boys constantly begs me to do. Would you like to read another series?
Yeah, I'd love to. Hello, Susie and Tom. Actually, it's Tom and Susie. Let me get the right way around. Just wanted to send a quick email saying how much I love listening to the podcast and how calming it is to be a third party in your loving, supportive and silly conversations with each other. Mm-hmm. I started listening to you in 2021 and managed to catch up on all previous episodes in a few months as I had you on constantly. Oh. I'm so sorry. Mm-hmm. I introduced your podcast to my best friend, Iz, who is now a regular listener.
Oh.
And because of you, we use the expression clang in every opportunity. I would love it if you could give Iz a shout out for her 28th birthday.
Oh, yes.
She is currently working in Morocco as a yoga instructor.
Wow. Oh, Iz.
Iz, love that for you. Mm. And as her birthday gift, I have bought her tickets to see you live in Brighton, Susie. She doesn't know this yet. So reading this out loud is a surprise for her.
Oh, I can't go any higher. Wow. Yeah.
Oh, Iz, the yoga instructor in Morocco. Happy 28th birthday. I will see you at my Brighton show. And that's a gift from your friend Vicky Klang.
Oh, Vicky Klang and Iz. How fabulous. Well, isn't that nice, Suze?
It's very nice. It's a real treat for me.
Maybe you could ask her about your
Pilates. My back.
Yeah, about your back. That'd be nice.
Iz, if you could pop backstage, give us some stretches, that'd be lovely.
Pop backstage and pop her back. Yeah, it'd be good. Shall I just read this now? Oh, it's a little story here. Long-time listener, first-time emailer. Firstly, I'd like to join all of the other fabulous listeners in thanking you for honestly the best podcast in the world. I've lost track of how many times I've listened to every episode, and it's basically the constant soundtrack to my life. Brackets, my wife has just learned not to question it anymore. As a brackets very on-brand, anxious person, you both give me so much joy and comfort every day, and I can't imagine life without you both or the podcast, so please never stop. Brackets and happy 10-year anniversary in advance for next year. Well, thank you for that. Anyway, the reason for my email was that I recently heard somebody say that popping a champagne cork should be as quiet as possible and should sound like a nun's fart in a cemetery, which really tickled me. And knowing what big fans of both champagne and nuns you both are. Brackets as well as etiquette experts, of course. I thought you'd like it too. Thanks once again for being the best like-minded friends and lots of love to you both. And that's from Alfie. Alice?
No.
Oh, love to you both. Sorry. I was going to say, what? They've got the same names as everyone in our lives. Oh, lots of love to you both. Alfie, Alice, the baby, Irene, Anne and Rolly, and all of the rest of the extended like-minded friends family. Okay, bye times 10. That's from Lorena. Lorena?
Lorena?
Lorena. Forgive me, Lorena or Lorena, if I've said that name wrong. But what a beautiful email.
And a lovely name. Just hope we're getting it right.
I just hope we're getting it right. Something to worry about there. So now, Suze, you must fly.
I must go. My mum and my mum's dog are downstairs. We're going to go for a walk and get a coffee.
Oh, Sorry, apologies to Anne for holding
the system up. Don't worry. You have a lovely day. You're doing some filming today. I'm sure you'll tell us about it when you're allowed to.
Oh, well, you know, a little returning thing I like to do. But yes, lots more on that story later. But you guys have a wonderful day. And Susie, it's always so great to chat to you. I'm so glad it went well. Let's get you some of those fox gloves. I want to know all about it.
Yes, let's do that. I did actually go out in my garden afterwards and think, do you know what? It's nice, but Suze, you can try harder.
That is a bit of a problem, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
That when you see all those gardens there, you do go, I find myself going, oh, what am I doing?
But, what am I doing here?
No, it's good. It's all good. Oh, well, okay. Well done, everyone. And we'll speak to you all next week. And if we don't speak to you in the week, we'll speak to you through the window.
Okay, bye.
Bye for now. Bye, 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 bye.
How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio.